Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for November 22nd, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. SBF may have some company depending on what sentence CZ gets for the criminal charges he pled guilty to as part of the settlement yesterday with the SEC, CFTC, and DOJ. The Financial Times reported, quote, Binance chief executive Changpeng Zhao has resigned and pleaded guilty to a U.S. criminal charge of failure to protect against money laundering after federal prosecutors unveiled a sweeping case against the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. Binance also pled guilty to criminal charges related to money laundering and breaching international financial sanctions and agreed to pay more than $4.3 billion in penalties. Meanwhile, Sam Altman spun the world around and bounced the board at OpenAI as he returned to the company as CEO, the New York Times reported. The one board holdover is Adam D'Angelo, the chief executive of Quora. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers also joined the reconstituted board. Are you stuck for an idea of what to bring to Thanksgiving dinner? The New York Times has an article that might just help titled Thanksgiving Recipes Our Food Staff Loves, with the subheading From Creamy Mac and Cheese to Pumpkin Empanadas. These are dishes that we can get the most excited to cook and eat. If you can't find something in those 50 recipes, you are stuck. Bring a bag of Cheetos. One of the ways I love to make a turkey is by deep frying it. I learned to do it while cooking several turkeys for the scouts on our troop's annual turkey feast. However, the trick to deep fried turkey, besides getting the timing right, is safety. The Wall Street Journal has a story titled, It's Thanksgiving, Beware the Deep-Fried Turkey, with the subheading, Frying is faster and results in a delicious, juicy bird, but do it wrong and your house could burn down. If you deep-fry, be careful out there. The Friday after Thanksgiving used to be one of the slowest trading days of the year, with the third-string brokers and clerks on the trading floor supporting trading. Some years, flurries of activities would prompt large market moves because of the lack of liquidity in the markets. However, we never called it Black Friday, despite the black hole of liquidity in the markets on that day. The Wall Street Journal has data going back to 1950 shows U.S. stocks typically rise over the Wednesday and Friday sessions of Thanksgiving week. We included in the newsletter a story about information about which markets are open during this week. The Friday after Thanksgiving is called Black Friday, and the online buying and selling of billions of dollars of commerce is on retail sites. The New York Times has a preview of some of the deals you can get right now in a story titled Black Friday 2023, the 100 best early Black Friday deals available now. Citadel's Ken Griffin is getting ready to take his eye off the ball or keep his eye on the ball, depending on your perspective. Bloomberg reports the billionaire, hyper-focused hedge fund operator and real estate investor is eyeing taking a minority stake in the Miami Dolphins American football team, along with buying a stake in the Hard Rock Stadium and the F1 Miami Grand Prix from Dolphins owner Stephen Ross. Griffin has moved to Miami, and the Dolphins are on the rise, especially compared to the football team in his previous hometown, the Chicago Bears. I guess it is about time Griffin took up a hobby other than firing underperforming traders. A young man from my days as scoutmaster of a Boy Scout troop was honored at an Eagle Court of Honor with the rank of Eagle Scout. I believe he is the last scout from the Boy Scout troop who I had as a scout who has gone on to earn the rank. I stepped down from the Boy Scout troop in 2016. Another scout, Eddie Cook, the brother of David DJ Cook, will be honored at an Eagle Court of Honor on Saturday. David Cook is the Eagle Scout who you helped go to the World Scout Jamboree in Japan and who now works for the Nodal Exchange. My original plan was to step down as scoutmaster when Eddie became an Eagle. I did not last that long in the role, but he did make it. A new study by the International Institute for Sustainable Development, IISD, titled Burning Billions, Record Public Money for Fossil Fuels Impeding Climate Action, found that world governments supported fossil fuels with $1.7 trillion in public money in 2022. This was a record high, despite 91% of global carbon dioxide emissions originating from fossil fuels last year. Fossil fuel subsidies promised to be a key issue in climate negotiations taking place at the 28th Conference of Parties, COP28, taking place in Dubai from November 30th through December 12th. Read the IISD press release and download the report with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were U.S. life insurers piled into index options in Q2 from Risk.net, the Middle East is hotter than ever in the hedge fund world from Business Insider, and the crypto classic from the CME Group. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with the link in today's John Lothia newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a special sponsored content message from our friends at JPX. To reinforce the function of margin, that is to protect investors, Japan Securities Clearing Corporation, JSCC, a group entity of Japan Exchange Group, JPX, that handles the clearing of JPX's derivatives market, has changed its margin calculation method from span method to VAR method on November 6, 2023. Under the VAR margin calculation method, there are two types of calculation methods, historical simulation method, HS VAR method, and alternative simulation method, AS VAR method. HS VAR method is used for index futures and options, such as JPX's flagship contract Nikkei 225 futures, excluding dividend index futures, Japanese government bond, JGB futures and options, interest rate futures, 3-month TONA futures listed on Osaka Exchange, OSE, and TOCOM's electricity and LNG futures contracts. On the other hand, the AS VAR method is used for OSE's dividends index futures, precious metals futures and options, rubber futures, agricultural futures, and TOCOM's energy futures, other than electricity and LNG futures. You can read more with a link in today's newsletter. Note, each broker decides its handling of the amount of margin to investors independently based on the margin requirement JSCC notifies the brokers for. So the margin requirement JSCC calls the brokers for and the amount the margin brokers require for investors to deposit may be different. We have another video from our coverage of FIA Expo 2023. The headline, Cumulus 9 emerges as leader in margin transparency at FIA Expo 2023. At the FIA Expo 2023 in Chicago, John Lothia News interviewed the minds behind Cumulus 9, founder and managing director Giuseppe Fiocco and managing director Rafik Merbek. They shared how this financial technology is revolutionizing margin transparency and risk management for future commission merchants, FCMs, and their clients. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. We also have the next episode in our Options Discovery video series. Options Discovery, episode 25, The Science Behind Selecting a Strike. Jermall Chandler, host of Engineering the Trade, discusses option strike price selection and more with JLN's Esma Awas. In this episode of Options Discovery, Esma Awas discusses a vital component of an options contract, the strike price. The episode includes a breakdown of what a strike price is, its value in the contract, how a trader might go about selecting a strike price, and more. Esma then sits down with Jermall Chandler, a seasoned option trader and the host of Engineering the Trade on Tasty Live, and he shares more insights on strike price selection. You can view Engineering the Trade with the link in today's newsletter. And you can watch this episode of Options Discovery with the link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, "The Sudden Downfall of Chengpeng Zhao, the crypto titan behind Binance. Deal with DOJ may allow Binance to keep operating," report says. Billionaire played a key role in moving crypto into mainstream. Chengpeng Zhao had long cultivated the image of the rugged pugilist of the cryptocurrencies world. When his rival Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto empire collapsed a year ago, Zhao, or ZZ, as his fans call him, was in the middle of it all, yanking his money in a very public way and helping trigger the ultimately fatal run on the firms. Years earlier, he claimed the company's headquarters was wherever he happened to be, a thinly veiled salvo against regulators trying to nail down jurisdiction. And this March, when U.S. regulators charged Zhao and his firm Binance Holdings with violating U.S. securities laws, his online response was "4," which is Zhao code for dismissing something as unworthy of his attention. My question is, if Binance was not registered, is it registered now? Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. dollar dominance is facing a crypto yuan hostile takeover, new challenger approaching. It is no surprise the U.S. Treasury, whose remit includes combating threats to the dollar and protecting the integrity of the financial system, is warning Congress that dollar-based digital instruments, stablecoins, and crypto exchanges pose significant risks. My comment. Where is the army behind crypto? I don't see any leaders. Here's another story, this one from AFP. The fallen kings of crypto. Binance boss Chengpeng Zhao has become the most powerful cryptocurrency figure to fall in a two-year period, chaotic even by the standards of the notorious volatile industry. Zhao stepped down as CEO of Binance, the largest crypto exchange in the world, after he and the company pleaded guilty on Tuesday to sweeping U.S. money laundering violations and agreed to fines of more than $4 billion. My comment. We, three kings of crypto and vice. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was a tie between Kraken sued by SEC in latest clampdown on crypto exchanges from the Financial Times and our Markets Wiki page for Richard Repetto. Second was the Bakkt press release. Bakkt announces relaunch of Bakkt Custody with additional functionality and expanded asset support. Third was a tie between the notice of Casino Night from the charity Tuesday's Children, which recognized Richard Repetto as its U.S. military and finance honoree, and white label ETF provider agreement highlights Europe challenges from the Financial Times. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the New York Times. The headline, Sam Altman is reinstated as OpenAI's chief executive. The move capped a chaotic 5 days at the artificial intelligence company. Sam Altman was reinstated late Tuesday as OpenAI's chief executive, the company said, successfully reversing his ouster by OpenAI's board last week after a campaign waged by his allies, employees, and investors. The company's board of directors will be overhauled, jettisoning several members who had opposed Mr. Altman. Adam D'Angelo, the chief executive of Quora, will be the only holdover. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, Binance chief resigns as crypto exchange pays $4 billion in fines. U.S. authorities say world's biggest cryptocurrency platform breached money laundering laws. Binance chief executive Chengpeng Zhao has resigned and pleaded guilty to a U.S. criminal charge of failure to protect against money laundering after federal prosecutors unveiled a sweeping case against the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. The company also pleaded guilty to criminal charges related to money laundering and breaching international financial sanctions, agreeing to pay more than $4.3 billion in penalties, U.S. authorities said on Tuesday. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the looming threat of fiscal crisis. Public debt in high-income countries has reached elevated levels. There's a long-standing jibe that IMF stands not for International Monetary Fund, but rather it's mostly fiscal. That epithet has seemed less generally apposite for a while. Of course, the fund has continued to complain about fiscal incontinence in crisis-hit countries such as Greece or Argentina. But in its broader surveillance, it has been relatively relaxed about fiscal policy since the financial crisis. That, however, was the world of low for long and or even lower for longer. This is no longer the world in which we live. The fund has duly changed. Jita Gopinath, the deputy managing director, has sounded the alarm, calling for, quote, renewed focus on fiscal policy and, with it, a reset in fiscal policy thinking, unquote. The IMF has become mostly fiscal again. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. Have a happy Thanksgiving. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.